following podcast is brought to you by the Communication Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Dive into the world of football with the Red Zone Rundown, and I'm your host, DJ Zero. Welcome to the very first episode of the Red Zone Rundown, where we talk about everything football related, from the NFL offseason to NFL history and to the 49ers. And at the time of this recording, I just watched another heartbreaking, devastating Super Bowl loss. But honestly, that has just pretty much been my life. Growing up a 49er fan, my dad's from San Francisco, and I was pretty much born into this. And seeing it year in and year out, where you get your chances to win and hopefully, you know, go to a parade or something, it just never worked out. From Kyle Williams muffing the punt in 2012, to the Super Bowl loss to the Ravens in 2013, to the Super Bowl loss to the Chiefs of Patrick Mahomes in 2020, an overthrow from Jimmy Garoppolo, it could all come down to one play. And even if the whole team gets injured the next year in 2020, some things, it just doesn't pan out. Another Jaquaski Tart drop picked against the Rams in 2022, another devastating loss. And then you have Brock Purdy tearing his UCL in 2023. And it's just very, very unfortunate to just see every single year how close you get and still manage to lose. And it doesn't matter how far you get and say that one team has it worse than the other, because every single year, as a 49er fan, you get your hopes up hoping they would win. But at the end of the day, you look at that final score and they just did not pull it off. And the Super Bowl, the same thing. Had a very, very good game. I really think that we should have won that game. I feel like we were outplaying. We had a great game plan. We have a better team. But some things just don't happen. But let's talk about the Super Bowl. In the first half, I felt like the run game was very good. I feel like we were dominating the offensive line of scrimmage. We were utilizing play action. We had great protection up until Christian McCaffrey gets stripped and halts a very, very promising drive. Seemed like we were going to score a touchdown, at least get 3 points. And for the Super Bowl, for any playoff game, every opportunity matters. And I feel like that's the story of this game, is just missed opportunities. Watching this game, analyzing every single play, it just felt like the game was too close. Whether we had a 10-0 lead in the second quarter, we're going against Patrick Mahomes. This man might be the greatest quarterback of all time. He did it himself. He really did it himself. And we had a great game plan. The defensive line played great. They made their presence felt. Nick Bosa, Eric Armstead, Chase Young, all these players were playing their hearts out. You know how much it meant to them. Nick Bosa, as a rookie his first year, played his heart out and ended up coming short. And you know they came back against the Chiefs again and lost again. And that has to be so heartbreaking, so devastating. Nobody knows what to say, what happened, who knows. But at the end of the day, they just didn't win. And you can use excuses, you could use injuries. For example, Dre Greenlaw, I feel like that changed the trajectory of the game. At the end of the day, it just didn't happen. But speaking of Dre Greenlaw, I feel like that was the turning point. You saw how Dre Greenlaw's absence, they targeted Oren Burks for over 80 plus yards from Travis Kelce. Absolutely bracketed from Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, almost, I think it was one target, one catch for like maybe a couple yards. And that's mainly their only weapon. They have a couple of wide receivers that not a lot of people know for a reason. They're not great, but if you have Mahomes, you have Kelce, they're going to find a way to win. Whether they improvise, doesn't matter the scheme that's set up. It just didn't pan out. But you still have to feel faithful as a 49er fan. Going to that first half, I feel like we played a pretty good half. Could have scored. Had some missed opportunities, but at the end of the day, we were still winning. We had them on the ropes. But in the second half, halftime adjustments come in, and you see right out the gate, They try making a play, and Jair Brown picks off Patrick Mahomes, and that's just absolutely devastating for the Chiefs, trying to get a comeback, trying to tie the game up, and we get the stop we need. We get the turnover we need. That's exactly what you need from that defense who's been balling all game. But then what happens when the 49ers get the ball? A couple passes, a couple false start and penalties that were really killing us, and three and outs. And that's what happens when you have three and outs. You can't capitalize on your mistakes and have the defense go right back out. But I want to talk about Brock Purdy. This whole year, everybody's talking about system quarterback this, system quarterback that. You know, you have 49ers fans, you have every other fans that either you love him or you hate him. It's hard to say that, but I think he's a good quarterback, but as a 49er fan, I can be unrealistic. He has limitations. I think there's a reason he was drafted last. He is very good at some things, but as a 6-foot quarterback, it is very, very difficult to do some things. And what I think the Chiefs thrived in this game was the blitz from interior pressure, and that comes from Brock Purdy's height. Standing at only 6 feet tall isn't ideal for a quarterback because of things like this game. Maybe that's why we drafted Trey Lance, standing at 6'4", 225. Maybe that's why people like C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson, those tall quarterbacks, can see over the lines. They're not going to feel pressure like that, and they could just easily throw over them. For Brock Purdy, on the other hand, it's hard to do the same thing. It's hard to manipulate the defense if you can't see them. If you can't see these blitzes coming right at your face, you can't look over them and throw over them. It's just what it is. But Shanahan had a great scheme. We could have won the game, but there are just limitations when you have Mahomes on the other side and you have Purdy on this side. I feel like he was forcing some balls to lock down corners and Sneed McDuffie, and I just think there's a difference between anticipation, what he's great at, and guess passes. And he's reading the defenses, he sees man coverage, and he's going to take a shot to Debo, but I'm sorry, but Trent McDuffie, he's a great player. He is absolutely locking up Debo Samuel off the line. Nobody could get open. That's what it felt like. And this whole meltdown from the offensive line, it's very, very tough when you feel like things should be going your way. They're making the right plays, but it just didn't happen. And the defense slowly started to wear down. Oren Burks did not step up when he needed to, because with the loss of Drake Greenlaw, I really feel like that was the changing point. We had over 5 injuries, which was absolutely crazy. Keep in mind, Drake Greenlaw's injury was from just getting a little too excited, jumping up, getting ready to go on defense, and tears his Achilles. Absolutely devastating. Devastating loss for the defense. And the way the 49ers run their defense is they have four D linemen, and they have Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw as the backers, and it relies so heavily on them to make plays, to flow to the ball, and when there's a gap in that defense, it's just not going to work, and you can't hide somebody like that because you rely so heavily on those backers that are so good. All in all, the game is still tied at the end of the game, and then you go to overtime, and you find the coin toss, and here's the controversy with this. The Niners select tails, and they win. And what do? With the new overtime rules, it used to be where if you score a touchdown first, the game's over. But now you know that both teams get the ball. So it's saying maybe you should defer, maybe you should play defense first. And that's why a lot of people are like, why did you get the ball first? I think that was the right choice, in my opinion. Because let's say we get the ball, what we decided to. We score a touchdown, they respond, tie the game up. Now all of a sudden it's sudden death. Now you can win the game with a field goal. I don't really think that's on Shanahan. And I think it was revealed that the 49ers players weren't aware of these rules. But do you think that matters? Would they play any harder? I don't think so. It's the Super Bowl. I don't really think that matters, because at the end of the day, that's on Kyle Shanahan. And I think he made the right decision. It's just, unfortunately, things just didn't work out. I don't think he should have put out the defense first and deferred, because we just spent the whole last minute fighting against Patrick Mahomes to the last second, huffing and puffing, you don't really want to put them back in the field. And that's just the way it came out. And from personal experience, the defense gets tired, especially with all the three and outs. I played offense my senior year and didn't play any defense. And there was a lot of times where we had three and outs and the defense was stopping and stopping and stopping. But the more we couldn't move the ball, let alone get first downs and stay on the field and at least get them some rest, they're tired. They need water. They're just tired. And I think that was the right choice to go out there and receive the ball, because I believe in this offense. I think we could have scored. I think we should have scored, because you saw the Chiefs defense is scoring, and what did we do? Ran the ball down the throat. We have Christian McCaffrey, and I think that was the right choice. And I really feel like we utilized everybody to the full extent, with the exception of Kittle, but I just think they played great defense. But you might look at like, oh, we have the offense player of the year in Christian McCaffrey, but what can you do when you don't have an offensive line? Everyone always thinks that the 49ers have a great offensive line, but other than Trent Williams, who can you really name? Aaron Banks, maybe, but nobody is notable. And Trent Williams also didn't have the greatest game either. And it's hard to just say, why doesn't he run the ball? And Kyle Shanahan has this legacy of not being able to run the ball, when I really think he did. CMC had 22 carries, but when there's someone like Chris Jones on the other side going against Spencer Burford, the backup, after another 49ers player who's injured, we're just stumped. And it's hard to say, because we ran the ball on early downs. We ran the ball in 29 plays compared to 31 passes. So it's not like we didn't try and we're only passing the ball. But as a coach, play caller, there is only so much you could do. It's on the players at the end of the day. And Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs outplayed the 49ers when it mattered in overtime. In my opinion, I think that Kyle Shanahan comparison to Andy Reid, he had a better game. He called a way better game. His scheme was perfect. The defense was playing amazing. But turnovers, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate just the way it happened. And most of the Chiefs' points were off no-huddle drives. Does that tell you it's Andy Reid, or is that really on Patrick Mahomes? I think that's just Mahomes' magic, and there's just nothing you could do about that. But at the end of the day, we lost. You could look at all these other reasons. Maybe it was special teams. Maybe it was Jake Moody. You made some great field goals. Some 50-plus yarders are not easy. But as a kicker, you are expected to do your job. And if you kept up with the 49ers all season, he was far from trustworthy in comparison to Robbie Gould, our kicker before Moody. A low-kicked extra point was blocked, keeping the game at a 3-point game instead of 4. And if it was 4, they would have needed a touchdown. And I think another game changer was the botched punt. Some things are just very, very unlucky. And in this case, they punted the ball and the returner is yelling, Peter, 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 or poison, poison. It just means to get away from the ball. And unfortunately, it hit one of the 49ers players' legs. And when it hits their leg, it's a live ball. Anybody's ball at that point. Ray McCloud tried to pick it up. Usually the rule is just to dive on it, but I don't know, maybe try to make a play. But Chiefs ended up getting the ball and score right then and there. And that was their first touchdown. That was their first touchdown from the Chiefs. And they were not playing good. The 49ers were playing a lot better with the trick plays, with the Juwan Jennings having the game of his life. Might have been Super Bowl MVP. But we'll never know, because final score, we didn't win. But as the 49ers, it's hard to just go on about your season. Next season, you're going to say next season, next season, next season. That's what every 49er fan has to live with. But what do you live in that? As that organization, how do you go about this? Is Kyle Shanahan the answer? Is John Lynch the answer? Who knows? We're putting all of our trust in these people and we don't win. We have a great roster. We have a lot of players. And eventually people are going to have to get paid. And the way you look at it is there's some notable free agents. The way that I look at it is I think you should let go of Chase Young. I think you should let go of Deshaun Gibson. I think think you should let go of Ray-Ray McCloud. I think you keep two very important players, Brandon Ayuk, obviously, but he's going to want to get paid. He's the first 49er to have back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. Juwan Jennings, you saw what he could do. And, you know, just as a blocker, as the third receiver, he's absolutely great. But eventually, you are going to need to figure something out. Whether you have to pay these people, people have to restructure the contracts, people have to take pay cuts. But it's good, like, you have somebody like Brock Purdy at quarterback, because he's a very good quarterback, and you don't have to pay him that Mahomes money, that Joe Burrow money, that Josh Allen money. Instead, you can build a great supporting cast and keep your roster going. But next year, I feel like it has to be their year. There's no other way around it. Trent Williams, I think that should be his last year. But as the 49ers, all we could do is just stay faithful, and that's the way it is.